Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, good morning to you. Baseball playoffs begin in a couple hours. Phil's on Saturday against the winner of the Dodgers-Reds best of three. And Phil's with an intra-squad game tomorrow. We'll talk to Rob Thompson tomorrow on the show at 8 a.m. Looking forward to that. All right, Seltzer and Rhea. Sirianni. One thing I was thinking while he was talking was, it's a darn good thing he's improved from that first press conference 5 years ago, because if that Nick was answering questions on this topic, then that Nick would have drowned. But he's improved. What'd you make of how he handled the situation?
I think he had a theme, not concerned. You know, we all want to be, you know, I think he, listen, do I think that they're worried about AJ? Sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he got 9 targets on Sunday and he complained. Now, listen, your quarterback, some day he's not going to have a good day. You're not running good routes. I don't know. I heard 2 different stories this morning from our experts. Jaws is telling me AJ's not running the right routes. And you know, Elliot's telling me that, you know, that Jalen wasn't good. Although, as you pointed out, both could be true.
Yeah.
I just think he knows how to handle stuff, and he never tells. We still don't know what punishment they gave Jalen Carter.
No.
And here's the other thing, which I think is important. You never heard a peep out of anybody about Jalen Carter when that happened, from players.
Like, yeah, you're right.
You didn't hear whispers. It's been over 24 hours. You haven't heard anything.
Yeah, and that's culture. I think he does a great job keeping things in house. I think he furthered, you know, as best he can, he furthered that, I believe, with what he laid out, you know, 10, 15 minutes ago. I think he did a good job trying to defuse the situation. Doesn't mean it will defuse
it. No, if it keeps going and he doesn't start getting catches.
Yeah.
You know.
But obviously, when Nick says he's not concerned, obviously that can't possibly be true.
No.
James?
Yeah, I think you guys nailed it. Like, I think he did an amazing job. He did a great job talking around things, not answering certain things, and kind of projecting confidence about it. But, you know, I mean, you push back. You were like, listen, this is one of the best players in the city, and he's not happy. I mean, even the answer about, like, him being fine with AJ tweeting it out. Like, come on, man. Like, there's no way that you wouldn't prefer that AJ Brown didn't tweet it out. Like,
right.
There's no way.
I agree.
So I think he did a really good job saying what he had to. But I don't think that, you know, what he said is necessarily obviously what he feels.
You know, I had a buddy text me a few minutes ago, and without reading it all, because it's a little too complex, but he basically said the Eagles did a masterful job last year, for lack of a better word. He didn't use the word covering up, but he said they went on a PR spree to cover for when AJ was reading the book on the sideline.
True.
And I think that makes sense. Like, they made the author, like, oh, this author, let's make a big deal.
It doesn't have to be this, like, cute little thing. It's like, oh, it's adorable. Like, honestly, he's reading a book on the side during a football
game. In no universe is that a good thing.
So,
but you know what? They're good at it. I got to give them credit
for it.
They
are.
And here's the one part. They win.
They do.
So.
They do.
You know, you can, if that stuff's going on with the Jets, there's fires everywhere.
Yeah. Robert Saleh last year.
You're not seeing other books on the sideline.
You haven't seen it since.
It's not like, hey, That was a good thing, guys. you don't see Jordan Mailata over there. You know what? I'm catching up on my Harry Potter.
Yes.
No other players didn't take that and run with it because no one is encouraging these guys to do that because it was a disaster that he was reading a book on the sideline.
It's preposterous.
That is a disaster. But somehow we made it so, hey, you know what? He's now an even more best-selling author.
It's self-help. He's helping himself, guys.
Well,
you know?
Self-help part did help.
Because if it was
Harry Potter, that would be a bigger disaster. But at least it was a self-help. All right.
It would be really funny.
What do you make of it? I think Sirianni's gotten very good at doing the best he can to try to limit a fire from being a bigger fire. With that said, it doesn't mean sometimes things aren't going to burn out of control. And frankly, I don't know where this one goes. It's too early to know. You know, AJ put a lot out there 2 days ago. Let's go to William right now. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Great, William.
I think he definitely wants to be traded, and I think they're going to trade him. And I think I know where, too. But I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Ever since Barkley got here, Barkley accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish. He took a backseat to Saquon Barkley. And the fact is, in this offense, he's not going to get the ball nearly enough as he wants. And that he can't be the one to demand a trade. He's got to make himself look good. That's why he puts out these like clever innuendos, you know. He's just making himself look good and in the same sense, forcing them to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so where is he going? And well, how do you know?
Well, I think him to the Chargers. They got three receivers, and you get one of their receivers and get an offensive lineman.
Just for what it's worth, there would be an $89 million dead cap hit.
What is it next year, James?
It's 49 next year, so that's even higher than Carson's was, and we remember what a big deal that was.
Yeah. And are there ways to we got to talk to Elliot about this?
Yeah,
are there ways to limit that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Split it over years.
I don't think I almost
push it down the road.
Maybe you can, but it seems like these teams just take the big hits. I don't know if you can or can't, but it seems like they always take the big hit with it.
Yeah. William, maybe we can ask the league to invoke that Brizgalov clause and have an amnesty.
Amnesty. Where's the NBA when you need it?
So wasn't it when I think Brizgalov got one, and didn't Weber get one?
Yeah, they did. Well, the NBA, they both,
it's always related it to like a lockout or something, and they're like, all right, amnesty
to Philadelphia,
time.
Apparently.
Hey, real quick, explain that cap hit thing to me.
Well, the cap hit thing, it relates this way. So when a player signs a, let's say any deal, but a really big deal, and gets guaranteed money at signing, the signing bonus,
right.
that money is paid to the player up front. That, so John, help me out here if I'm saying this wrong. That money from a cap standpoint, can be spread over years. Mm-hmm. But, William, if the team trades or cuts the player early, let's say in a five-year deal, it all collapses into 1 year's salary cap. So the implication is it would be an $89 million dead cap hit to get rid of A.J. Brown within this season is what I believe James was referring to, which essentially makes him untradeable. You could tell him, go home. It's not going to get to that point, but like theoretically, you could tell him go home, but you're not going to trade him. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, when the Eagles moved on from T.O. midway through 05, they told him to go home.
They did.
They did not trade him.
No.
He just went home.
Yeah.
So he really wants the football.
That was pretty unusual.
That is pretty unusual. Yeah. All right, William, give me an answer, buddy. A catch phrase for an event or a thing.
I'm going to go with the body bag game.
That's the one I've been looking for.
That's a great one. That is not mine, but that is a great one.
That's a really good one.
Huge answer.
So I didn't know if body bag is one or two words. That's when I was tripped on.
I believe it's two. I'm not 100%
I think so, too.
Really?
I don't know.
I think it could be one.
Yeah, I think it's one. I feel like it's one.
I don't know. That's why I was saying either three or four words. That was one of my two.
It's
two
words.
It's two words.
Two words?
It's two words.
So there were three quarterbacks, if you will.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who was the last
one? So it wasn't Rip. Well, you know, ultimately it was Brian Mitchell.
Yes, that's my
favorite. So the other two, I believe, were Stan Humphries. It was not Rippon.
Yeah.
He entered injured. He wasn't playing. It was Humphrey. And I think the guy that. So he was the guy that ended up taking the charges to the Super Bowl. And it was, might have been Rutledge.
Could have been.
Am I remembering that right? Something Rutledge?
I just thought Todd? Just B. Mitch is my favorite.
Is it Todd Rutledge?
I'm not sure.
Todd Blackledge.
Well, I was thinking of Todd Blackledge the other day, announcing that Penn State loss.
I was too.
I mean, what a gutting loss. And Todd
Blackledge was the quarterback at the one Penn State game I went to in 1980.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they won
1981.
They won a national championship with him. And then he has to call the game the other day when they lose. By the way, Todd Blackledge, I'm going to say this, gave me and my friends a compliment one time, and I appreciate it. We acted up. Yes. Well, it was sort of a compliment. Depends how you interpret it.
Okay, I can't wait.
So this is pre-September 11th. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
You would be thrown in jail if we acted the way on a plane we acted if it was post-September 11th.
Oh, you're on the same plane with
Todd? We were, but we didn't know it. Pre-September 11th, this was going to the Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn in 2000.
You were going to the Iron Bowl?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I did. Me and some friends. My first year out of college.
Just
go to the Iron Bowl.
You went to the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, go drink for 3 or 4 days. You know?
Was it somewhere
Why
nice?
The Iron Bowl?
See the Southern ladies.
You've got a lot of other rivalry games much closer.
Well, I had a group of friends.
Tuscaloosa.
They were like 15 years older than me, 10, 15, and they would choose a different game every year. So that was that year's game. I just got out of college. I was finally able to go. Bang.
Hold up. The 10, 15 years older than you, the group of friends? So you and a bunch of 30-year-olds?
Sure.
That's so weird.
Hold on.
Family friends.
So... Why did
was
you
something
want
wrong with
to,
family friends?
Well, yeah, it's a little weird.
That's kind of weird. And
wasn't
gross
weird.
And odd.
It seemed like me and my buddies, you know, we all got together and we went to the Iron Bowl.
Right. 15
me
years
and your
old.
I'll break it down for
parents,
you. Two of them were one of my brother's two best friends.
Okay.
One of them was one of my sister's former boyfriend. Family friends. So they said to young 22-year-old Joe D, "Hey, Joe D, you're out of college. We're going to the Iron Bowl. Want to drink and talk to Southern gals for 3 or 4 days? Sure. Oh, and by the way, we get to watch Alabama-Auburn. Oh, and Gene Stallings is brought back to be honored. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything
Sign
wrong
me
with
up.
That, now that you've explained it.
Thank you very much.
Right? A little weird.
Because they probably paid for everything.
They probably paid for more drinks than I did.
That's what I'm saying. You're right out of college. They got jobs.
Right. So bottom line is, we were out of control on the plane. I mean, not like
it sounds weird
horribly
it
out
sounds
of control,
like,
but we were
like you're like the child version of the adults.
I told you.
Caring for you.
This was an extension of me being misbehaved in school, so we were misbehaving. Nothing too over the top. So we do what we do on the plane, and then on the way back in the airport, Todd Blackledge walks past us and goes, "Hey guys, unbelievable performance on the way down here."
That is a compliment.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
It could go either way.
I don't know that it's a compliment. It's great is what it is. It's a compliment.
Unbelievable performance.
What exactly were you doing?
Just a lot of stuff.
That could be characterized as a performance. A
lot of stuff. Some stuff's best left unsaid, John. Let's go to phones. Let's get to Rick in Easton, a man who before September 11th knew how to fool around on a plane. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. So... I think we're all saying the same thing, how the eye test looks right now. But you know what? There's three areas that are a recipe for a championship and a winning record. Turnover ratio, red zone efficiency, and special team touchdowns.
And they're number one.
And even on the defensive side. I'm sorry?
I said and they're number one?
And they're number one in all three categories. I agree. I think Lane Dickerson and Jalen Carter are all about 70%. So I don't know what you're going to do there. But listen, a win is a win is a win, and I know that this hurt a couple years ago because they were winning like this when they were 10-1. You alluded to it earlier.
Yes,
this week, and then they had that meltdown. So we have to just continue to get better, have to make adjustments. You got to remember, we have two or three rookies starting on defense, and when they start getting better, and what's the ceiling on Jahad Campbell? My goodness gracious,
there is
I've never seen a linebacker room like this. So
Jahad Campbell, once again, in this last game, he went on a blitz, just a simple like A-gap blitz. Jumped around the back who was trying to block him, and then like redirected, got back on track, and nearly had a sack or a quarterback hit. And I was the guy who had to try to pick up that guy in the past. I've never seen anything like that. Mm. I've never seen that level of redirection and speed and power and like the combination of all of it. It's just like, it doesn't even compute.
It's great.
Well, it's not going to be blockable.
Rick, hang on one second. John, let me ask you two follow-ups. One, do you think he's still an inside backer in 3 years?
Yes.
Two, do you think he's still...
you can be both. But you're too good as an inside backer. I think they will use him as an edge guy at times.
Well, let me ask you this. Two, is he an inside backer in 3 months? When N'Kobe Dean can play...
They might move him if they don't have any rushers.
Is he just a backup, or does he go to the edge and N'Kobe's
the
starter?
He can do so many things so well, like that are so important to our defense. His ability to cover a tight end, I can't imagine sacrificing that. I can't imagine saying, you know what, just go line up, put your hand on the ground and
rush the
quarterback.
But I think out of necessity, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I am. And Rhea, let me give you something on N'Kobe that I do wonder about.
He's eligible to soon to come into the 21-day window.
But let me give you
a leadership thing.
Yeah, let me give you a broader point on N'Kobe that I think, and Rick, hang on one moment, but that I think is really important. So I think a lot of people looking at the landscape of this roster would say N'Kobe's likely not on the team next year. He's a free agent to be. I got Bond, I got Campbell. You know, N'Kobe's going to get paid some money, and like it's going to be really hard to bring him back. And I think there's truth to that. But there is this flip side. Rhea, his relationship with Jalen Carter.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, you've got a player that might be their best player over the next 5 years.
But you can't keep somebody. We learned this lesson before with Stacey Andrews. You can't keep somebody on the team just to babysit somebody.
It depends how good the guy is. The other guy.
Well, yeah, but Sean Andrews could have been great.
I agree with you.
He could. We all saw the potential.
He
could be one of the best ever.
I loved healthy Sean Andrews and mentally right Sean Andrews. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, pause to it.
No, I know. I get it. But beast. I'm just saying Jalen Carter is so potentially high up there for, you know, football excellence this century. If they can keep his head screwed on straight, it may help N'Kobe's cause to stay here given their relationship.
But he'd have to play.
He would probably have to play. Rick, give me an answer, buddy, for a big-time phrase.
Yeah, and Joe, and to add real quick, I think he's like our Micah Parsons. I think he can be that good. And I always beat this to death. I have for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
These SEC players from Alabama and Georgia, they used to win championships exactly the way they're winning these games. They look at each other and say, we've been there, done that for about 7-8 years now. They're used to this.
Yeah.
So how they're playing is my answer. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive.
All right, Rick, appreciate the call.
That's not really a name for something.
Not
it's
really
a
good.
Phrase.
By the way, you know what? Let me tell you, because he just rattled off a couple of things they're number one at, you know, this, red zone, inside the five, or whatever the hell you want to say, turnovers. I actually think there's one thing that, above all else, why I think the Eagles win, like, all the time. Situational football. I know it's sort of like, you can say, well, everything's situational football, but, like, I just think they are so on top. I mean, to me, that's red zone. That's converting third and one. That's converting fourth and one. It's elements of defense. I mean, even something as ridiculous as the punter running out of the back of the end zone the other day, which scared the hell out of me, by the way. But, like, if Sirianni, if it had one extra second on the clock, he probably would not have asked the punter to do that. But it was right at that six-second mark. I just think they are so on situational football. And I think it's a defining characteristic.
Well, they're very well
of
coached.
Why they win.
I mean, all
they
you
are.
Have to look at is Zach Bond.
They
I mean,
are.
I mean, there's certain players on this, how the youngsters have gotten better so fast.
But you do want to see them clean up the penalties because it's unbelievable. They're 4-0 with all the personal fouls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.